To young men about to choose their career. You are about to choose your career. Choose industry or business. The intelligent leadership of our country promises a great future to our business and industry. Do not failures, though. Do not get alarmed by the numerous notices of bankruptcy appearing daily in the newspapers. They only prove the hard struggle in economic life, but despite the mortal danger to be encountered in every battle, do engage it. Only in combat you will become real men. From all sectors of our economy, you may hear voices telling you, needless to apply for a job here, we have no openings. Most probably it is true. It applies particularly to government services where salaries are usually low. Do not believe that only because you have just finished your studies, the state must take care of your existence. Leave teaching, postal services, and other jobs to women, and try to fill the considerable gaps in our industry and our business. Do not worry at the beginning. The salaries might be low. Enhance your knowledge in a well-managed enterprise, and you will soon be able to demand a better salary. Be aware that an average businessman or commercial employee earns just enough to make ends meet. Better, a little better qualified one may earn as much as 5 times more. When you become a manager or a business representative in a foreign country, you will soon realize that your work helps to expand our country's prosperity. When you sell the products made by our workers, you indirectly contribute to increasing their wages. Those among you lacking the courage of choosing your future employment in the large, healthy business community should travel abroad and look around. Particularly the sea should open new horizons for you. Among the thousands of businessmen you will encounter in your travels, you will hardly find a single countryman. In Holland, Denmark, or England, you will visit large new cities offering a much higher standard of living than here. You should keep in mind that those cities were built by business and industry.